Title: Reverse Sampling for Transitions, for Pirate Radio Energy Advanced. Alright, today we're going to build one of the quickest, nastiest transition weapons in drum and bass, reverse sampling that feels like pirate radio, tape splice, deck motor struggling, then snatting into the drop. This isn't just reverse a crash and call it a day. The goal is to make reverses that behave like musical phrases. They have a clear start, a clear rise, and most importantly, a clear landing. That landing is what makes the listener feel like they got pulled into the next section, not just hit with random effects. By the end, you'll have a mini toolkit, a reverse pre-drop impact, a reverse drum inhale, and a reverse vocal or radio fragment. All one-shots, all controlled, all ending exactly where you want them. First, let's set up a resampling workflow that's fast enough you'll actually use it. Create a new audio track and name it print/resample. On that track, set audio from to resampling for the fastest workflow. You can use master if you want to capture your whole master chain vibe, but be careful. If your master is doing heavy limiting, your reverse might come back already smashed and harder to fit. Arm the print track for recording. Then go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and make sure Create Fades on Clip Edges is turned on. That one setting saves you from a ton of tiny clicks when you're slicing and trimming reverses. Now decide what grid you're working on. In DNB, these reverses hit hardest on phrase boundaries like 8, 16, or 32 bars. You're basically announcing new chapter incoming. Quick practical note, after you record, mute the print track or at least be mindful of doubling. If you record the master and then also play it back on top of the original, you'll get a louder, facey mess and think your processing is broken. Now let's build the first piece, the reverse impact pull-in. This is the classic sucked into the drop move. You need a source hit, something with a clear transient and some texture. On an audio track, layer a short crash or impact, plus a bass stab or a reese hit, even just one note. And if you want that pirate energy, add something metallic or foley-like, a key jangle, a chain hit, anything that sounds like it came from real life and got sampled. Process lightly before you print. A saturator with a couple dB of drive, soft clip-on, and EQ 8 to roll sub out of the crash layer. High pass the crash somewhere like 150 to 300 Hz so it doesn't fight your drop sub later. We're building tension, not ruining headroom. Now print it. Loop a short area, like one or two bars that contain the hit. Record into print/resample. Here's an important coach habit. Do transient first editing before you add any devices. Zoom in on the printed audio and find the transient that you want to land on the drop. Because once you reverse it, the end of the reversed clip is the thing that used to be the start. The end point needs to be on the grid like it's sacred. So, reverse the printed clip. Double-click it, hit reverse in clip view. Now place it so the end of that reversed audio lands exactly on the downbeat of the drop. Not close enough. Exactly. Zoom in if you have to. If it lands late, the drop feels late. If it lands early, it feels like the drop has no impact because your reverse already arrived. Warping, for full spectrum stuff like crash plus bass plus noise. Try Warp On with Complex Pro. Keep formance at zero and set the envelope around 128 as a starting point. If it smears too much, back off, or even turn warp off if you don't actually need time stretching. Warp is a tool, not a requirement. Now shape it like a riser. This is where the pirate radio attitude comes in. Put an auto filter first. Low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Automate the cutoff from pretty low, like 200 to 600 Hz, and open it up to 8 to 16 kHz by the time it hits the drop. That automation makes the reverse feel like it's emerging from the fog. Add a little drive on the filter if you want grit. Then saturator again, a bit heavier now, like 3 to 8 dB of drive, soft clip on. After that, redux. This is the cheat code for broadcast quality but in the worst way. Downsample maybe 4 to 10, and keep bit reduction subtle unless you want it to sound like a destroyed video game. The idea is texture, not total obliteration. Add reverb after that. Decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds, depending how big you want the space. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the reverse still feels punchy at the end. And darken it. High key around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't turn into fizzy hiss. Optionally, utility at the end. You can automate width so it starts more narrow, like 60 to 80%, and opens wider, like 120 to 140, as it rises. That widening gives you the feeling of the room opening up right before impact. And don't forget micro fades. Even if Ableton is creating fades, I still like to check the clip edges and make sure there's a tiny fade. 2 to 10 milliseconds. Clicks kill the illusion instantly. That's piece 1. Piece 2 is the jungle weapon. Reverse a drum chunk into a tape inhale. This is the sound of the deck rewinding into the grid. Pick a groove slice. Half a bar or one bar of your drums. Amen style works great, but so does a tight two-step if it has character. Consolidate it so it becomes one clean clip. That way you're not reversing a bunch of tiny edits. Now, optional but huge, print it with character first. Temporarily on your drum bus, throw on pedal in saturation mode and push the drive. Add EQ 8 for a band pass vibe, high pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Then glue compressor, fastish attack, auto release, a couple dB of gain reduction. You're basically making it sound like it's coming through a stressed system. Record that into print slash resample. Then reverse it. Now gate it. Put gate after the reversed clip and set the threshold so the tails get cut but the inhale stays. Return can be low. Release may be 60 to 180 milliseconds depending on tempo and feel. The purpose here is simple. The first kick and snare of your drop are sacred. Your reverse should not smear into them. Place it so the reverse ends right on the drop. For length, one bar is subtle. Two bars is more announcement incoming. If you're doing a serious mid-track flip, two bars can feel like a DJ just grabbed the platter. Piece 3. Reverse a vocal or radio fragment. This is your signature tag. Grab a short phrase, even one or two words. Or use stack, scanner noise, some little broadcast artifact. The content matters less than the rhythm and tone. First make it sound like it came through a sketchy transmitter. Start with EQ 8. Band pass it, high pass 250 to 400 Hz, low pass 4 to 7 kHz. If there's an annoying resonance, notch it out. Then add saturator or overdrive to taste. Add echo, set time to eighth notes or dotted eighth. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Keep modulation low, and use the echo's internal filtering to keep it narrow and radio-like. Add vinyl distortion lightly for crackle and extra grime. And auto pan very gently, slow rate, small amount, just to make it feel alive. Now resample that processed vocal into print slash resample. Then reverse the resampled version. When you cut it, treat it like a phrase. You want the last consonant, or the brightest moment, to hit exactly where you want the listener's attention. A super useful trick. After reversing, add a bit of reverb. You get that backward bloom that feels intentional, like the space is inhaling. Now let's talk arrangement. Because the same reverse can feel amateur or lethal depending on where you put it. A proven DNB placement is two bars before the drop. In bar minus two, use the reverse drum inhale and high pass it around 150 Hz so it doesn't inflate your low end. Maybe filter your real drums a bit so the inhale is the main character. In bar minus one, use the reverse impact. Let the auto filter open so it brightens into the downbeat. In the last half bar, throw in the reverse vocal. Band passed with echo, but keep it short and controlled. And here's a rule I want you to actually enforce. No FX tail is allowed to overlap the first snare of the drop. Not it's kinda fine. No, if you need to, shorten the clip, gate it harder, or do the classic rave edit. Hard cut the reverse a 16th or an 8th before the drop and leave a tiny silence. That negative space makes the drop punch harder, because your ear gets a micro moment of wait. And then boom. Another placement. 8 bars before the drop is a warning shot. A short reverse vocal for 1 bar, then a bar that's almost empty or heavily filtered, then your reverse impact closer to the drop. Think call, then tension, then slam. For switch-ups, try the advanced trick. Resample the entire 1 bar pre-drop mix, like drums plus bass plus FX, print it, reverse it, and tuck it into the final bar. It's self-referential, like the track is rewinding itself. Extremely pirate, extremely effective. Let's cover the mistakes that will sabotage you. If the reverse doesn't end exactly on the downbeat, it won't land. Fix timing first, then do sound design. Always, too much low end in the reverse is a headroom killer. High pass most reverse effects, often around 80 to 150 Hz, unless it's specifically meant to carry weight. Overwarping can smear transients. If it sounds blurry, try warp off or use beats mode for rhythmic material. And one more, everything is wide. If all your transition effects are super stereo, the center of your mix disappears and the drop feels smaller. Pirate energy often hits harder with controlled mono focus. Consider forcing the mid-heavy layer mono and letting only the air layer go wide. Now, a few pro-level flavor moves. Pitch contrast. Pitch the reversed impact up 2 to 7 semitones, then let the drop hit lower. Instant perceived heaviness, like the floor falls out. Add frequency shifter subtly on the reverse. Ring mode, fine around 10 to 60 Hz, low mix. It adds an uneasy metallic motion that feels dark and techy. Sidechain the reverse effects to the kick, even just the first kick. Fast attack, medium release. It keeps the reverse energy but clears the exact moment the drop needs space. And a big coach tip. Print at two loudnesses. One clean, honest print with no limiter. One abused print through a clipper or limiter. The smashed one reads on small speakers and screams pirate broadcast. The clean one gives you room for mastering. Keep both. Choose per track. If you want to go further, try the dual layer reverse idea. One bright reverse for stereo air, and one mid-heavy reverse forced mono. Let the sides bloom near the end while the center stays pinned. That's controlled chaos. All right. Quick 15-minute practice assignment. Pick one 16-bar build into a drop in your current project around 174 BPM. Create three reverse assets by resampling your own material, a 1-bar reverse impact, a 1-bar reverse drum inhale, and a 1/2-bar reverse radio vocal. Arrange them so bar minus 2 is the drum inhale, bar minus 1 is the reverse impact with an opening filter, and the last 1/2-bar is the reverse vocal. Then enforce the rule. Nothing overlaps the first snare or the drop. Gate it, shorten it, or do the tiny silence cut. Export a 16-bar loop and a slash B it with and without the reverses. You should feel a physical pull into the drop. If you don't, it's almost always timing. Too much tail, or too much low end. Recap to lock it in. Reverse sampling in DNB works best when you print your own material, reverse it, and shape it like a phrase, not a random effect. Anchor the end of the reverse on the exact musical landing point. Usually the downbeat, sometimes the first snare. Use filtering, saturation, redux, reverb, and gating to get pirate radio grit without stepping on the drop. And don't underestimate negative space. One tiny cut can make the whole thing feel like a proper rave edit. This audio version is shortened for playback.